Ring the bell. We've done it again. Golden Oak Lending has lowered rates to 4.875 fixed. Lower your monthly payment, get cash out, pay off credit cards, and best of all, make no mortgage payments for 2 months. Lock in this incredible 4.875 rate and get your cash in as little as 14 days. Visit goldenoaklending.com today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
5.81 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nick, it is
indeed a pleasure to have you. I don't believe we've ever spoken before. You're a recent graduate of Slippery Rock. Am I right about that?
No.
I had to get that in, Joe.
Yes, and it was right of you to get that in. Bob, it's one of the biggest days of the year. It really is. I mean, unless we have a playoff game happening or it's a season opener, this is more exciting than that. Like I said at the top of the show, if I take it for what it is, which is fun, intrigue, drama, it represents hope for every team. It's like the first day of spring training. Everybody's 0-0, and there's somebody, no matter how realistic or unrealistic it might be, to put your hope into. You have a future today, Bob. Everything's fresh and new, and anybody could save your franchise, and it's all good, and it's all fun, and I'm glad we're here doing it today. And now we're going to talk to Nick Faribault. You just heard that. I once thought he was a Slippery Rock grad. I was wrong. What I know about Nick is that he's very good at what he does, and he writes for PennLive.com. Nick, we're glad to have you on the Sullivan Super Service fan hotline, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. And the headline on your story today is what I'm hearing about the Pittsburgh Steelers on NFL Draft Day. And that leads to a very obvious question. What are you hearing?
Well, I'm hearing a lot of the similar things that you probably heard from people, but I think their three likeliest options at 21 are probably Kenneth Grant, Derek Harmon, and Shedeur Sanders. That's kind of where we're at, I think, right now. I do think they've explored trade back options. I think that they're going to have a stronger market than I honestly thought for a potential trade back there. I think there's teams at the bottom of the first round that are wanting to come up, some of them for offensive line help, some of them for corner help. So there are a little bit of – there's a market there. If the Steelers want to move back, I think they might have a chance to do that. There's a lot of optimism, I think, in that building too, that they're going to be able to land somebody that they really like, whether that is a really good defensive lineman or perhaps a quarterback. And the other thing I'm hearing is they aren't going to let out who it's going to be. The cat out of the bag, it's not there yet, Joe. I've tried to crack it as much as I can. I've tried to say who would it be, Harmon, Shedeur, or – Grant, and all three of them are definitely on the board. I think they're the likeliest three options, but we'll see which one they go with.
So, Nick, you say trading down. I would assume that means trading down, but still getting someone else's first-round pick so they'd have a first-round pick. What realistically would the compensation be? I know they want to get a second-round pick if they can. That may be hard to do, but what would it be if you move down, say, 3-4 spots backwards, you get that person's number one pick and you get something else? What would the else be?
Yeah, I think, you know, something like Houston wants to come up for offensive line help. That would be 4 picks back for the Steelers. I think you might be able to pick up a late day two at the optimistic side of that. Maybe you can pick up a 4th-round pick. I'm not sure if that's worth it for Pittsburgh, the 4th-round idea, just to trade back 4 spots. They could get one because they only have 6 picks, and they definitely feel that's limiting them a little bit. Mm-hmm. They want to attack, you know, safety, offensive line. They want to attack one of those positions later in the draft. But right now, I don't think they feel like they have the draft capital to do it. And so I think something like that would make sense. I think if they trade back with Buffalo, which is one of the teams I've heard is interested in potentially moving back. I think they could get a day two pick there. If Buffalo really wants to come up, could they get the second round pick? That would be the question there. I think if you really are looking at a guy they want, maybe you could get that. The Chiefs at 31 also are a team that really wants to come up for offensive line help. Could they get a day two pick there as well? So I think the lower you go, actually, you know, 30, 31, I think you can get a day two pick, maybe even a late second round pick there from one of those teams if they really want to come up. And the offensive line in this class are going to lend itself to potentially having that happen for Pittsburgh, because this offensive line class is going to go earlier than you think. It's thin. So the guys are going to come off the board early. So if you're going to want to get one in the back half of that first round, like if you are Houston or Kansas City, you might have to come up. And Pittsburgh could definitely be a spot there that would be waiting for them to call them.
Nick Farabaugh on the Sullivan Super Service fan hotline. You can read his stuff at penlive.com. So two questions. The one is a very quick one before I move on to the second. What's Buffalo looking to move up to get?
I would believe they would be coming up for Jahdae Barron, the cornerback from Texas. We'll see if he gets there. He might be the first corner off the board. I don't think corner is going to be a very hot commodity early in this draft. So,
well, that makes sense.
Not counting Travis Hunter.
Yeah, that makes sense. And you can watch us right now, by the way, on our YouTube channel through 93.7thefan.com. The numbers are skyrocketing on our YouTube channel. It don't cost nothing. So subscribe, and you can see Nick. There he is, right between Bob and I on the screen. What a wonderful man, Bob.
He is. He's come a long way, too, and he does great work.
He does.
So what was the second part of your question?
Second part is this. We just had Charlie Campbell on from WalterFootball.com, Nick. He's been a very accurate mock drafter. Like you, he puts in the legwork and doesn't just, you know, go by the seat of his pants here. He thinks there's a scenario, anyway, where the Saints, who he says he's heard are very interested in Jackson Dart, at 40 would want to move up to 21 and give, in order to do that, because it's such a precipitous leap, would give the Steelers a first round pick next year. Thoughts?
I mean, I don't think it's crazy. I also think the Saints could move down from 9 potentially to then try and get Dart in a more affordable range for them, or to get draft capital for this year to come up. Mm. So there's a few ways the Saints can attack that. It's not just coming up from 40. You could be trading back from 9, getting more picks this year, and then the Steelers would get a haul of day two picks this year. So that trade back, I mean, for the Steelers, you got to be comfortable having 19 guys on your board that you feel like you can be comfortable with, right? Are you comfortable with letting Derek Harmon and Kenneth Grant go and instead getting Darius Alexander? Are you comfortable with that? Instead of taking a running back, you know, could you take a running back at 40? Could you get Travion Henderson or Caleb Johnson there? So that's going to be what their kind of calculus is going to have to be on that move. But the Steelers could get a very good haul if they go down to 40. There's no doubt about it. They could get a first-round pick right now. That type of haul that you're getting coming up 19 spots would require a first-round pick or a significant haul of day two picks the Saints just don't have right now. So a trade-down scenario from 9 for the Saints to potentially get more day two picks and then flipping those to the Steelers would be in play. I think, actually, if they – trade down, though, into the second round, the Giants are the team to watch out for. Mm. Giants like Dart, too. The Steelers would have to go down to 34 there, but I think they could get 34 and 65 for that haul. How much would you like that compared to what the Saints would give you? That would be the question. But I do think that they also could have the Saints calling about Jackson Dart potentially there at 21.
Nick Farabaugh, special guest, Penn Live. And Nick, I want to ask you about just generally these quarterbacks, because that's the conversation people want to have more so than anything else. Are you like me in thinking that next year is going to be the time for them to make a real prominent pick in quarterback? And I guess I'm asking, how would you assess this class? Because a lot of people I've heard have said it's not a very good class. Merrill Hodge yesterday also said that it could be a, quote, epic failure for Shedeur Sanders if they make that pick. So there's back and forth no matter what you want to believe here. Do you think it's more prudent for them to try to fill out a lot of other needs, still maybe taking a quarterback mid-round or whatever, and then focusing next year on trying to really get the guy that they want to zero in on?
Yeah, and I think, you know, what I've heard from scouts around the league is this 2026 class is viewed as a much better class than this one. And they knew last year around this time the 25 class was going to be weak, for example. So it's pretty good, you know, to have that kind of barometer. And I do think the Steelers ideally would like to attack next year. I do think they like Shedeur Sanders, so I can't rule that out as being the pick at 21. I wouldn't make that pick personally. I think he's a high floor, low upside prospect. I think in the AFC, you need to be swinging for ceiling. I do think they'll make a mid-round kind of gamble at some point if they don't take Sanders in the first round, someone like a Will Howard potentially in that range. But I do think the Steelers in this class, they don't, you know, I know Omar Khan said on Tuesday he thinks it's a good quarterback class. I've not heard that from the inside. I've heard that they don't really like this class. I've heard they like about three or four of the quarterbacks, and that includes Cam Ward. So really, they only like two or three quarterbacks in this class. So they don't love this class. It's a little better than 2022. It's not quite that bad, but it's not a great class. And next year is viewed as a really good class. Maybe not 2024 level where you have six go in the top 12, but certainly you could have three or four names there that the Steelers could feel comfortable with if they had to make a leap up the board to get. So I think the gambit is more money on next year. But this year, if they like Shedeur Sanders enough, he's there at 21. Don't rule that out. That's definitely on their minds, definitely a possibility. He has some love in the organization. I don't think it's unanimous love, so I think there will be a debate about that if he falls to 21. And to be quite honest with you, I expect him to fall to 21. But we will kind of see how that goes. 2026, though, looks like the better long-term play.
Nick Farabaugh from PennLive.com. Fan text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at SouthHillsKia.net. So let's talk Jalen Milroe then, because, you know, there's numbers for everybody, but I believe it was on deeper balls, like 25 yards plus. He had something like 10 touchdowns and no picks. He's clearly, including Cam Ward, clearly the most physically talented quarterback, if not player, in the whole class. We have Tom Pelissero saying a bunch of scouts tell him he's the greatest running quarterback of all time. So I'm starting to think, I'm listening to Crowley and Dickerson this morning and Pat Bostick, and they're talking about this scenario playing out, Nick. I just wonder, and I might even be leaning toward the Steelers trading back, getting an extra pick for themselves, and then jumping on Milroe. I don't know, early second round, something like that, maybe even a little later. What do you make of that scenario?
I do think Milroe is one of the guys that they're in on. I think they like his ability as a runner. I think they like the arm. He's been working with Jordan Palmer, a quarterback trainer, to rework those mechanics. And if you look over the draft cycle, the accuracy started to improve a little bit just from Senior Bowl to Combine to Pro Day. He looked crisper. He looked more comfortable in his newfound mechanics. I thought that was a promising sign. There's things to really buy in on Jalen Milroe. I even think, you know, I've talked to scouts that say if he doesn't work out a quarterback, you could flip him and make him a running back. Like, that's the appeal of Milroe. Even if he doesn't work out a quarterback, could he be a running back? He's a physically athletic, great guy. He's an incredible intangibles in terms of above the neck stuff. The intangibles are great. I was told he had the best intangibles of any quarterback in this class from a scout. So I think that's definitely certainly possible that they would jump on Jalen Milroe. Here's the issue, Joe, and I'll say this. What I've heard, Jalen Milroe might not get past 33. Cleveland Browns really like Jalen Milroe. Tommy Reese, his former offensive coordinator at Alabama, is now there in Cleveland. They like him. So if the Steelers really want to trade back and get Milroe, they're probably going to have to take one of those trade back scenarios in the late first round rather than saying trade back with the Giants or something of that sort. Because I think Milroe has a shot to be the first player off the board on day two.
Bob, if Pelissero is right, that these scouts are right about Milroe being the best running quarterback prospect of all time, then Nick is absolutely right. Because if he's better than Michael Vick and better than Lamar Jackson, then he could be a Hall of Fame level running back. Go ahead.
No.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Nino had a great experience when he listed his Oakmont home with Gina. Her cost-efficient tips made our showroom ready, Nino said. Sold for $350,000. Gina will sit down with you. You agree on a price and a deadline. Deadline passes. Home isn't sold. Gina will have it bought and turned into a rental. You can't lose. Call the only agent I would trust if I needed to sell my home in Pittsburgh. Gina Giampietro of RE/MAX Select Realty, 724-602-9752. Google Giampietro of RE/MAX Select Realty and look up GinaWillSellYourHome.com. That's GinaWillSellYourHome.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Oh, I'm saying I would never, you know, obviously the running part of his game is there. That's the selling point. But if you're going to draft him as a quarterback, then I still have to wonder about some of the intermediate throws, the throws over the middle, that kind of stuff. So the athleticism is fine. If you want to turn him into something else, I guess that's a plan B that you can, you know, use to your advantage. But, I know that he's been invited to that first day draft stuff, hasn't he? Nick, so that means somebody's interested. That they wouldn't do that if they didn't think he had a chance of being selected tonight.
Yeah, I also have heard that they want some day two guys there, so it doesn't necessarily indicate he's going to be a first round pick. That's a shift in the philosophy for the NFL this year. They've been looking at trying to fill out a little bit of the early day two portion of the draft and have those in-person guys. But I think Milroe, you know, if there's a surprise first round pick at quarterback, he's got an option to be there. Now, I've heard throughout the process, from what I've heard, I don't expect him to be a first-round pick. I think he's going to be an early second-round pick. In fact, you know, there's probably going to be two quarterbacks in the first round, three at most from what I think. I think it's going to be certainly Cam Ward, and then I think Shedeur Sanders and Jackson Dart. Could they go in the first round? Yes. Could they fall out? Sure. But I do think Milroe in the right spot could be dynamite. I think that's the thing. This guy is the ceiling-chasing quarterback of this draft. If you want a guy that could – bring you Super Bowls if he hits, that's the guy you take. But he is very raw, as you say, Bob. You know, the intermediate part of the field, the accuracy is all over the place. Above the neck, processing wise, he's very raw. You look at all of it, the mechanics, he's going to have to work on it. So he's a very raw quarterback. But if you're taking home run swings, this is the guy to take the swing on, and you can get him in the second round. That's what the second round's for. That's a second round quarterback.
Right.
We just haven't seen a lot of second round quarterbacks like this before. In recent memory, right? So he's the toolsy type of guy you take the swing on in round two. And so that's probably where he's going to go. Are the Steelers one of those teams that could take a shot on him if they get there? Sure, but as I'm saying, I think the Browns have a really a big interest in him. So I think he might just go 33.
What if Shedeur and Milroe are on the board at 33? What do you think the Browns do?
Yeah, I mean, that's a tough question, but I've heard Milroe for them. But I do think they would probably lean Sanders there because, one, I think they're going to take Travis Hunter. Two, I think pairing Travis Hunter and Shedeur Sanders is very appealing to that team, right? They need an energizing force in that locker room. They need something in that franchise after the Deshaun Watson move completely whiffed on him. I think those two would be able to do that for them. And Shedeur is a high-floor player. I think someone like the Browns, a team like the Browns, you know, that has some superstars on their team already with Denzel Ward and Myles Garrett, they are the type of team that could take that type of quarterback, right? They could take the upside swing on Milroe, but they could also take the high floor option. Shedeur would get them to the playoffs probably, you know, more often than not. And that's the type of success that the Browns haven't even tasted, right? It's different from the Steelers. The Steelers hold themselves to a different standard than Cleveland. So I think they would lean Shedeur from what I've heard. And then I would imagine, assuming, you know, if Shedeur and Dart, if Dart's off the board, certainly I think the Giants would then take Milroe at that point. So we would kind of see how that would all go. But it's very possible if Sanders and Dart fall out of the first round, the first two picks of the second round are quarterbacks.
What about Tyler Shuck? Our previous guest mentioned him and even rated ahead of Jackson Dart and Jalen Milroe. And he's an older guy, but certainly did some good things, especially this past year after he had some injuries. But is he a prominent figure when it comes to these quarterbacks? Charlie said that he would rate him third overall, which kind of surprised us.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard some scouts. There are some scouts that love Tyler Shuck. I've heard some scouts say he's the best pure thrower of the football in the class. I don't necessarily agree with that statement, but I've heard that. There's a sentiment around the league. But this feels to me, this feels like the inflated quarterback target of this draft. You know, they're throwing Tyler Shuck into these conversations, and he's got tools. He can throw the ball. He's got the ability to work out a structure and make throws on the run from different arm angles. But we're talking about a guy that's still raw above the neck. He's not a great processor. He's 25 years old. He will be 26. And more importantly, guys, this was the first year, this past year at Louisville was the first year he played more than seven games without getting hurt. The injury history is just a laundry list. There is concern about his durability. And then if you look at his game, man, he's just terrified to get hit. The poise in the pocket really isn't there. There's a lot to worry about, I think, in terms of Tyler Shuck's pocket management. So this feels to me like, you know, the inflated quarterback prospect. He'll go on day two, but I don't think he's going to go, you know, top 40. I think we're probably going to see him more in the third round, maybe that upper part of the third round for Tyler Shuck. But I remember, you know, hype for guys like Davis Webb and TJ Yates, and those guys obviously went nowhere near the first round or even the upper part of the second. And that's kind of how I view Tyler Shuck. I just don't think he's in the same category as some of these guys.
Bob, should Adam Schefter be better dressed on draft day, even in the morning, and clean shaven, in your opinion? I'm looking up at that screen right now. Just doesn't look like he's ready.
You know, he has a big night. You can't be dressed in a suit all day long. You just can't.
Yes.
I mean, I go into work and I change into a suit to go on, then I take it right back off because it's uncomfortable. So, no, he's fine.
Then I stand corrected.
He's going to shave, too.
What he's actually, eventually, I guess.
Yeah, he has to.
They just showed, and he's talking about the Steelers, Nick, and I think the Steelers are actually the biggest story in the whole NFL going into this draft. I think everybody is most curious about what they're going to do, whether it's Aaron Rodgers, whether it's trade George Pickett. They're the biggest story. Draft Shedeur Sanders. Here's what I can't get out of my mind, Nick. Why have they, and Schefter just said it, they had four quarterbacks in, including Dart and Shedeur. Why would you spend your time and resources to the degree that they have on prominent quarterback prospects if you're not going to draft one?
Because their actions show that they might. And I think that's the thing. That's the takeaway. They say a lot of lip service. The Steelers are great in terms of the public sphere. Mike Tomlin and Omar Khan have mastered saying nothing. They've been very good at that. The Steelers' actions, though, not only the four they brought in, they went to Will Howard's pro day. They went to Jalen Milroe's pro day. They went to Riley Leonard's pro day. They went to Quinn Ewers' pro day. The legwork they have put in to the quarterback position tells me they're very, very much considering drafting a quarterback. And again, they went through that process and they came out only liking three or four. That's fine. They had to put the legwork in. They had a massive need of quarterback. They need to take a swing at some point to get out of purgatory where they are, right? They are in mediocrity cycle and everything like that. And so you have to take a swing. They need to figure out if they like those guys enough. And I think they came out of it with a resounding answer of, we really don't love this class. And I think that's what they kind of have come through. Now, I don't think that they thought Shedeur Sanders was a realistic possibility, which explains the late interest in him. Mm. And I think explains their reconsideration of quarterback in the first round. So I think Shedeur definitely has a chance to be the pick at 21. But I also think that they like, you know, two or three of these mid-round quarterbacks. A late-round quarterback I know they like is Cam Miller out of North Dakota State. They went to his pro day. Tom Orth did, their quarterback's coach. So he's an interesting late-round prospect. But I think that they have put in the legwork to see, is there any option here? And I think they came away less than impressed. But Shedeur Sanders was kind of a curveball maybe they didn't expect.
Yeah, there's also this thought that maybe a running back could be taken.
Mm. We had our guy, Campbell, who said that the Broncos are fearful the Steelers will jump them and take Hampton. Right, Bob?
Yes, and that was a little surprising to hear, only because of some other needs. So, you know, Nick, are you of the belief that they would go so far as to take another running back in the first round after they did so with Najee Harris a few years ago?
So I don't think they would in the 21. I think in a trade-back scenario, it's very possible. Right. Now, Hampton's going to go at 20. I'm fairly certain that's going to happen. And from what I've actually heard, the Steelers like Travion Henderson more than Omarion Hampton. Mm. So I think Henderson from Ohio State is kind of a sneaky first-round option for some teams in the back half of the first round. That could be an option in a trade-back scenario. If they trade down to 30, if they trade down to 31, I think that becomes a lot more palatable to take guys like Travion Henderson at that point. And they want a home run hitter. You know, they want an explosive back. I've heard some people in the league compare Travion Henderson to a Jahmyr Gibbs type running back. Ooh. That can really have that home run threat,
and
hit the gas anytime once. So that could definitely be an explosive type of option for the Steelers. I don't really think he's like Jahmyr Gibbs. He's a different player, but he definitely has the explosive home run element. And so trading back could put running back in play. At 21 right now, I don't see that.
Bob, may I engage Nick in a game of free association?
I think he expected that. Yeah, he's been around you enough to know that's coming at the end of this session.
Nick, the answers are very short. Hopefully the questions are. You can even go with one word, but hopefully no more than about six words for each answer, and we roll through like we're Kenny Pickett on a late two-minute drive. Are you ready?
Let's go.
George Pickens is traded by the end of the night tonight.
No.
George Pickens is traded before the season.
I don't think so.
When we do this redraft 10 years from now, who will we say should have been the first pick in the draft? Who's going to be the best NFL player?
Travis Hunter.
Is Travis Hunter a better wide receiver or a corner?
I think he's a better wide receiver, honestly. I think his ceiling is better there.
Will he play more at receiver for the Browns?
Yep, I think he's going to be a wide receiver that dabbles at corner.
Dabbles at corner, so a nickel corner, yes?
Yeah, nickel or dime.
Where does Tyler Warren go? Because that's who I think is going to be the best NFL player.
The New York Jets, Justin Fields.
Holy bird milk. Give us a good running back that you think the Steelers can get in the third round or later.
Dylan Sampson out of Tennessee.
How about a very nice receiver in the third round or later?
Kyle Williams out of Washington State.
Bob, you may have noticed it's the same list of questions for Charlie Campbell, but I'm just as interested.
A lot of differences there.
Shedeur will be great, good, average, or bust in the NFL?
Average.
Milrow, great, good, average, or bust?
Bust.
Dart, great, good, average, or bust?
Average.
Thank you, Nick. I have no further. Oh, I do have a further question. I do have a further question. Again, going back to the redraft, 10 years from now, in my not-so-humble opinion, the five best players from this draft going 5-1 will be Jackson Dart, Carter, Genty, Hunter, and number one, Tyler Warren. Who do you think we'll look back on 5-1 as the five best players from this draft?
Jahdae Barron, 5-4. Genty, 3. Cam Ward, 2. Carter, 1. Hunter. That's my guess.
Great stuff, man. And we can read your stuff at Penn Live. Thanks for taking time on this busy day.
Thanks, Nick.
Thanks for having me on, guys. Appreciate it.
Yep.
See you, buddy.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates. from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Welcome back to Pomp and Joe, big 1 o'clock hour plan where we're going to make our pick and we're going to invite you to make yours at 412-928-9370. We may even have a little sounder. Do we have that? Limits the ESPN sounder, and Bob can announce you and your name and your pick and why you think the Steelers should do that. That. Yes, that. And it'll be who you think they should pick. And that's what we're going to do. In the meantime, it's Bring Your Kid to Work Day, which is why I brought Limits again today, Bob.
Great to be here with you, Bob. I'm so excited.
Have you been well fed?
Thank you, Dad. Papa Starkey, I really appreciate it.
When I brought Limits to a North Catholic Beaver playoff game in basketball, I told the woman at the ticket counter that this was my son, and he turned to me and said, thanks, Dad, just like that.
Yeah. It looks like it could work, too.
It was beautiful. Yeah. I want to get your thoughts on Cam Ward and the quarterbacks in a moment. However, because it's Bring Your Kid to Work Day, we have Wild Thing with us from the Washington Wild Things, Bob. I met
Wild
him.
Thing. Yeah.
I met him about a week ago.
He's behind you right now.
Yeah. He went to mascot school, graduated in 2015 with the Pirate Parrot, a little known fact. But we also have Kenzie, the promotions director. Kenzie, that's correct, yes?
Yes, that's correct.
Well,
hello, Kenzie. And Wild Thing.
And Wild Thing.
It's nice to be here.
Yes, things are very exciting, Kenzie, because
maybe in August, but at some point this summer, at a Wild Things game, there's going to be a Bob Pompiani bobblehead night, a pomplehead, if you will.
That is correct. And I like the pomplehead.
Yeah, and you've seen the drawings. Tell us a little bit this. What are we going to get, Bob in a suit?
It's very flattering.
I hope so. I told Wild Thing, you got to make sure I have chiseledness. You got to get rid of the double chin.
And of course.
Lose 20 pounds. If you can take care of all that in the bobblehead, I'd be very happy.
No, yeah, Wild Thing definitely, he brought his notepad today. He wrote it all down. We're going to take it back. We're going to make some edits to the drawings and send it in. It's going to be great.
Bob, did you pose for this like they do in Canton? Is it going to be a sculpture? What do we have here?
You have
Kenzie, a little preview.
The hair is
accentuated.
Oh,
I'm assuming
it's great. It's flowy. It's it's just a great look. but I think it's a little bit of a secret right now what the actual markup will be of it. Mm. But I think if you guys are interested in seeing it, you definitely have to come out to the game and get one yourself.
Oh. That night, whenever you guys...
It'll be announced soon, yeah.
Oh, I think we'd be out there. And you're saying that myself, Limits, and Bob could take a little batting practice out there?
Oh my gosh, of course. We're definitely going to set something up for you guys.
Limits, this is gigantic.
I'm getting so excited just listening right now.
I mean, I did this once with Mulsey, and it was too far to hit a homer. I'm thinking this time we could bat from second base and try to pop them over the fence.
I don't know if they're going to allow us to do that, but
Tony
if so,
will
we
allow
have a chance.
Us to do that,
yeah,
won't he, Kenzie?
Of course, yeah. We'll
Why wouldn't
wild
they
thing
allow
there?
Us to do that, Limits?
I don't know. That's
Why
a little
are you always
off
putting limits
path.
On what we can do?
We
of
have
course
no
we
limits.
Can do that.
No limits on our heights, Joe. You know that.
Kenzie, might Bob be in a suit? Because he often is. A suit or perhaps a golf outfit for Bob in his bobblehead.
Either would work.
Ooh. What would you prefer?
Good question.
That is a good question. Probably just because it's supposed to be, I guess, a suit.
I think a suit. I mean, we could like mark you up in a golf outfit, give you some golf clubs if you want.
You could actually put a golf club in the bobblehead?
I don't know.
That would
I mean,
be
I don't have that authority, but...
Yeah. Kenzie,
I like that.
Will you guys send Bob the markups to get his approval, or are you just going to go ahead with this?
I trust Kenzie.
Yeah.
Do you?
She knows what I told her.
You gave me a lot of power with that.
You could do it.
Well, thank you, Kenzie.
Yeah, of course.
And as soon as you guys get a date, believe me, we're going to make the most of this. Not everybody on this show gets a bobblehead. In fact, just one of us, and that's Bob.
It's been pretty monumental.
Yeah, I'm flattered. So. Honestly, when I was asked about it, I said, really? You want that for me? Mm. I don't know. I hope people respond to it because I don't want to see you having problems getting people out there that night.
No, I think we're going to be sold out that night. I feel it.
Oh, that's even more pressure.
Will Bob be asked to give a speech that night at the game?
Yeah,
with this
bobblehead? I think we'll get you.
Absolutely, Bob.
10-minute pregame performance. You could talk all you want.
Yes, Bob.
I don't want to do that because normally in these situations, you go with family, have a couple of drinks, and I'm not going to be in a position to do that. So.
No, that's all right.
Since it is a bobblehead,
he's absolutely
I'll just
talking.
Bobble my
Bob,
head
your head. There you go.
You can ask me anything you want, and I'll just go.
Joe, will we be in Bob's
eyes? He'd be a live bobblehead. That's true. Yeah. He could be.
We have a
bobblehead
of Wild Thing at the field. He could stand right next to it, and you both could bob your head.
That would be incredible.
Let's do it.
Limits, what'd you say?
Do you think that we'll be able to sit in Bob's suite? Is Bob going to have a suite for this?
Yes.
I think he will.
Where will Bob sit at the Wild Things game that night, Kenzie?
You know
what?
Do we
have a special on the field, perhaps?
Well, we could suit you up. Get you on the field.
You don't want me. I can talk a lot faster than I can run.
You know what else
you do
he
not
could
want
do?
Me down on that field.
He could sing the anthem.
No, Ooh. No, no.
You have a great voice.
No. I agree.
Well, thank you, but it's not a singing voice, Kenzie.
Limits, do you agree with that?
I think this is Joe's backhand way of trying to get an invitation to sing the national anthem.
No, I don't think Joe
does.
I can't hit those.
You want to do a duet?
I've done everything from... Don't you think so? He wants to...
Anything for Mulsey. He's done nothing for me. Now play Bob. His was better, and that's why he's the one singing.
Oh, my God.
Do you have that, Limits? How Bob is always better than me? Here we go.
I've done everything for Mulsey. He's done nothing for me.
How about that, Kenzie?
I think it was great.
Yeah. Well, thank you for
coming
on. I'll
sign you up.
No, don't. Please, Kenzie. I know my limitations, and that would not be good.
Wild Thing, it was wonderful to meet you. Even though you don't talk, that doesn't exactly lend itself to radio. But thank you for coming in. Kenzie, we'll see you, I guess, sometime in August.
I'll be looking forward to it.
And best of luck on the season. You guys always put out a nice product, and our people love to go down there. It's a great way to spend a night, really.
No, it really is. They're super fun.
Thank you, Kenzie.
Yeah, thank you guys for having me.
Sure.
Have a good day. We'll talk to you then. And Wild Thing...
Bob, this is very exciting.
Good to see you.
I'm I'm pumped for this one. Limits, now that you know you're going to have a chance to hit homers, maybe you'll actually get invited on site for a show for once, right?
I would love that, Joe. That would be really fun to be able to do.
Would you like me to lobby for you to be able to do that? I can do that.
Lobbying is definitely a good thing.
All right. Bob, let's get back to the draft. Tease ahead, Bob, because we have Jeff Hathorn coming in. Mm-hmm. Give us a quick thought on Cam Ward and how you don't think he's the best quarterback in this draft. Who do you think is?
Well, first of all, I just thought the whole class was, you know, liking it for me to 2022, maybe a little bit better than that. Cam Ward has put up some big numbers down there in Miami, but I don't know that he is going to be a guy who's going to elevate whoever he goes to. And if it's Tennessee, I mean, they've tried this before with certain guys. Levis didn't work out. I just think it's going to be a hard place for him to play. And I don't expect to see a big amount of success early on. Now, does he have the kind of athleticism that could survive in the NFL? Yes, he does. He has a good arm. Again, I wonder sometimes about the accuracy of it. The same concerns I have about Shedeur Sanders and the same concerns I have about Jackson Dart. I mean, all of this strikes me as just a quarterback class that won't be as good as what people think. And I think every year quarterback gets so much
players. Well, nobody thinks it'll be good.
No, some people do. Some people have, you know, Cam Ward's number one out there. They think Shedeur Sanders. Some believe he won't get out of number nine, that New Orleans might take him, or Dart. I don't know how it's going to play out. All I'm saying is it's difficult to come up with a franchise quarterback, and I think all of these guys have flaws. I mean, anyone who's in the position does. But some of these flaws are against NFL defenses going to be really, really problematic for some of these guys. It's tough. You look at the numbers of people who have been drafted overall over the last 10 years, and you'll see more, you know, failures than you will, you know, success stories. And so you got to be absolutely sure. Tennessee's desperate. I think they need another quarterback, so they're going to take him, and we'll see what happens. But I think he'll be an average quarterback. I think most of those guys will fall in the average to below average when it's all said and done.
Well, let's make our picks next. Let's get up to the podium and who we want the Steelers to take or them to do. Maybe your preferred method here is get out of the first round, go get Jalen Milroe and get an extra pick or some such thing. This is your chance.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects to it.
Strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.